While Syrian opposition sources say that hardly any insurgents from the Al-Qaeda-affiliated group, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, are left in the northern city of Aleppo. The UK-based Observatory for Human Rights says ISIL militants withdrew from the Inzarat neighborhood of Aleppo after clashes with militants from the so-called Free Syrian Army and other insurgent groups. The observatory says the foreign-backed FSA had earlier overrun the ISIL's headquarters in the city. The bodies of at least 42 people executed by ISIL were reportedly found at the base. Meanwhile, some reports suggest that the ISIL has taken the upper hand against the FSA in the city of Raqqa. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is said to be in control of several key positions in the city. A large number of people, including civilians, have been killed during the infighting. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Brian Downing, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now from Washington. And Mr. Downing, I wanted to get your opinion on this situation with this Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and this infighting essentially happening with it and the FSA.
Well, I think it underscores the problem with these ultra-Sunni militant groups, that no one likes them, no one wants them. They have a certain amount of support from Sunni monarchies, or I should say the affluent people in those monarchies, but no one wants them operating from their territory. They are incredibly brutal and cruel, as I think we all know. They summarily execute people. They impose a very harsh understanding of their religion, which is simply way outside of what most Muslims believe. And they quickly make themselves a nuisance and unattractive, and it's going to make it very difficult for them to hold on to territory. You see the same thing happening in Iraq today, these days.
And obviously, I would imagine this puts the Western governments, such as the United States, in a very awkward position when it comes to this entire issue.
Well, I think the United States probably welcomes the destruction of the more radical groups such as al-Nusra and ISIL, as it's sometimes called. The United States is really pretty much on the sidelines on this. There's some support to some groups near Jordan, but the United States does not really see any great national security gain or humanitarian gain from supporting any of the rebel groups right now. The rebel groups are very hostile to the United States, or very upset with the United States for not delivering on the promised aid, for not delivering weapons.
So then who are the parties who are in this fight then? Is it the likes of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, do you think then?
Chiefly those two, but then it's also the International Muslim Brotherhood, Turkey, and independent donors throughout the Sunni world.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Brian Downing speaking to us live from Washington.